I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering. It's a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's join together in song with hymn number 443 from the Christian Science Hymnal Supplement.
Home is the consciousness of good that holds us in its wide embrace, the steady light that comforts us in every path our footsteps trace.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. Our topic today is Improving Our Earthly Habitat, and a subtitle might be Exercising Spiritual Stewardship. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Shall begin with the Bible from Jeremiah and Psalms. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it's past, and as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away as with a flood. The Lord looketh from heaven, and he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Now from Genesis. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In some other Bible translations, this translates as, Be stewards of the earth. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The earth was also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man, and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. With thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou, thy sons, thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, and they shall be male and female. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And it came to pass after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark. And Noah went forth. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. Now from Proverbs. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the path. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he gave to the sea his decree, that the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. Hear instruction, and be wise. Now from the New Testament, from St. Luke, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And he said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him, and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. For thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me this stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto thy Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. From Ephesians. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. From Revelation. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God. From St. John and Luke. Let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Finally, from Psalms, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Definition of Earth. A sphere, a type of eternity and immortality, which are likewise without beginning or end. To material sense, earth is matter. To spiritual sense, it is a compound idea. And the definition of Jerusalem. Home. Heaven. Home is the dearest spot on earth, and it should be the center, though not the boundary, of the affection. Water is not the natural habitat of humanity. The psalmist saith, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. When the ocean is stirred by a storm, then the clouds lower, the wind shrieks through the tightened shrouds, and the waves lift themselves into mountains. We ask the helmsman, do you know your course? Can you steer safely amid the storm? He answers bravely, but even the dauntless seaman is not sure of his safety. Nautical science is not equal to the science of mind. Yet, acting up to his highest understanding, firm at the post of duty, the mariner works on and awaits the issue. Thus should we deport ourselves on the seething ocean of sorrow. Want of uniform justice is a crying evil caused by the selfishness and inhumanity of man. The broadcast powers of evil, so conspicuous today, show themselves in the materialism and sensualism of the age, struggling against the advancing spiritual era. Beholding the world's lack of Christianity and the powerlessness of vows to make home happy, the human mind will at length demand a higher affection. Above error's awful din, blackness, and chaos, the voice of truth still calls, Adam, where art thou? Consciousness, where art thou? Art thou dwelling in the belief that mind is in matter, and that evil is mind? Or art thou in the living faith that there is and can be but one God, and keeping his commandment? the testimony of the material senses is neither absolute nor divine. I therefore plant myself unreservedly on the teachings of Jesus, of his apostles, of the prophets, and on the testimony of the science of mind. Other foundations there are none. All other systems based wholly or partly on knowledge gained through the material senses, are reeds shaken by the wind, not houses built on the rock. There is too much animal courage in society and not sufficient moral courage. Christians must take up arms against error at home and abroad. They must grapple with sin in themselves and in others, and continue this warfare until they have finished their course. Alas for those who break faith with divine science and fail to strangle the serpent of sin as well as of sickness. They are dwellers still in the deep darkness of belief. They are in the surging sea of error and not struggling to lift their heads above the drowning wave. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. What if the old dragon should send forth a new flood to drown the Christ idea? He can neither drown your voice with its roar, nor again sink the world into the deep waters of chaos and old night. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Those ready for the blessing you impart will give thanks. The waters will be pacified, and Christ will command the wave. If you venture upon the quiet surface of error and are in sympathy with error, what is there to disturb the waters? What is there to strip off error's disguise? If you launch your bark upon the ever-agitated but healthful waters of truth, you will encounter storms. Your good will be evil spoken of. This is the cross. Take it up and bear it, for through it you win and wear the crown. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love, forever.